Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Just Another Priest podcast. I'm Father Kyle Schnippel. I'm pastor of two parishes here in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. And over Easter, that one of the reasons I wasn't able to get an episode out right after Easter is because I was traveling myself. I was traveling with a family from here at the parish to South Dakota to do some things and staying with a priest there. And we had a good conversation about the interior life, the complementarity of priesthood and married life. And so just wanted to pick up on that, reflect on that a little bit. Hope everyone had a great Easter, Holy Week. We're in the midst of sacraments of initiation here at the parishes. We had First Communions this past weekend, next weekend, confirmations later this week. So please pray for all our young people that we might be good and helpful in forming them to say yes to the Lord. Hope you've had a great week. God bless. And I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Shortly after Easter, I had the opportunity to go to the lovely, thriving metropolis of Brookings, South Dakota, for a trip for some work things that I needed to take care of. It's not the point of this little podcast. But anyways, as I was staying there, I was staying at the Newman Center of the campus ministry at South Dakota State University. There in Brookings, and got a chance to talk with the pastor there over a number of things. And one of the things that we were talking about, I thought it was interesting for a podcast episode. Working with his students, he said, you know, I think they have this idea, or when they look towards their vocation in life, they look at married life and it looks easy. But he said, you know, you get to know married couples, and the longer you know married couples, the more you recognize that from the inside, it's actually pretty difficult to live out married life as it's called to be lived out. It's, you know, and I joked, I said, you know, the cross is the only way to heaven. And married couples, well, they sleep next to their cross every night or most nights, you know. And the goal of getting that one particular person to heaven can be a real challenge because, well, egos get involved and personalities get involved and then children get involved and oh, you just are so tired and you want a good night's sleep and all of a sudden your two-year-old's in bed with you. And, well, there goes that good night's sleep when you have a foot in your face or something like that. My brother would always say when one of his daughters would get in, would have a rough night sleeping and would end up in bed with him and his wife. And we were kind of laughing about that. And, you know, we turned around and said, you know, the priesthood is the exact opposite. If married life looks easy from the outside but is hard from the inside, part of the difficulty with priesthood is from the outside, it looks very difficult, but from inside, it's actually pretty easy. And yeah, there are sacrifices, and the cross is certainly a part of our life. And you have to grow into the life of celibacy, and you have to grow into the disciplines of prayer and other things that make the priesthood easy. But if you do a certain number of things, if you do just a certain basic level of things in the priesthood, it actually becomes a pretty easy life. You know, do a holy hour once a day, you pray the rosary, and you love your people. That kind of takes care of everything, you know. You love the people and you spend some time with preaching, as I've talked about before, what that all entails. They'll love you back more than you could ever love them. If you spend a little bit of time in prayer with our Lord every day, you know, the liturgy of the hours helps foster that. The life, the cross, the burdens that we carry really don't become burdens. They become pretty easy, pretty life-giving even. And if you spend time, you know, we can set our calendar, we can set our schedule, we can set so many other things. And taking that time to pray, taking that time to work, taking that time for our social life and our life with our brother priests, our life with our lay friends, married and single, the priesthood becomes a fairly easy life. And now, certainly from the outside, again, when our young people look at it and say, oh, celibacy, how do you live that life of celibacy? There's so much fruitfulness to it. There's so many ways that we become part of family life, a part of other families. There are so many ways that we become just really ingratiated into those lives, and there's never a want for things to do. There's never a lack of of opportunity to give of yourself so that others might find flourishing in life through that. And I just think back, that journey I made to South Dakota, it was to help a family going through something and just trying to be a part of that journey with them. I think back over the last 2 weeks since Easter time as I'm recording this, the opportunities to celebrate funerals with families, the opportunities to prepare couples for married life, the opportunities to just be with others. I think back over Holy Week, the joy that we had when seminarians were here at the parish. I had two seminarians staying with me, and how much fun that was to be a part of it. We had a pie baking championship, which was really just great fun, and invited some friends over for that as well. The life of the priesthood is so fruitful in hidden ways, and it goes together, and it's in such a complementary way with our parishioners, those who are married, who are giving their life through. Giving life through the begetting of children, giving their life to one another, and letting life erupt through that, and how it makes it easier for me as a priest to be a part of family lives. And I hope family lives are better because there's a priest as part of their family life as well. And with single friends, just being able to share their journey, share their struggles, share their longing, and to identify with that longing, because sometimes I have that same longing, you know, because, well, you know, the priesthood, it can, there's a lot of alone time in the priesthood, and what do we do with that? And I just heard a story, kind of broke my heart, of a priest that after 5 years was leaving the priesthood because he was lonely. And I'm just like, how could I, and he's not in my diocese, I have no idea where he's from, but how could I have reached out to him to help him kind of make that adjustment from the community life of seminary to sometimes those periods of aloneness without being lonely in parish ministry? And I shared that in a previous episode of the podcast, and I really do start to cherish those times where I can be alone, times where I can have my just time to be. And what becomes so easy about that, I don't have children disrupting that. I don't end up with, you know, as my brother was saying, I don't end up with a foot in my face in the middle of the night when one of his kids is struggling to sleep, or I don't have to get up in the middle of the night to care for a child that's sick. You know, yeah, we get called to the hospital, but those are few far between, at least for me they are. But anyways, the last point of this episode, the more that we each live out our vocation with fruitfulness, whether that's married life and giving your life to your spouse and to your children, whether that's as a single person and giving your life so that others can find freedom and service, finding the joy and making your journey with life, whether that's as a priest and finding that brotherhood of the priesthood, giving our life for our parishioners, I think it all helps us do things better and do things well, do things fruitfully. And that those four marks of human love that Pope Paul VI outlined in Humanae Vitae, that it's free, total, fruitful, and faithful, those apply to each one of us. Whether that's difficult to apply, whether it's easy to apply, whether that's where we start to find the love of God, the love of Christ active in our lives. And so just trying to embrace that, and I'll come back to those four marks of human love in a later episode as we get closer to the, what is it, is the 49th anniversary of Humanae Vitae this year. Yeah, just pray for each other. Just pray, lift up each other, the burdens that we carry, and find joy in one another. Find joy in the journey. Find joy in supporting each other. Find joy in just encouraging each other to the greatness in the Lord. And no matter what, then the journey, no matter how the journey plays out, will that journey become easier and more fruitful for all of us. God bless, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.